Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to hour number two of the Moses Show. And joining me right now here on the phone line to kick off, that's right, the Orlando Guardians football team. Their first season coming up February 18th as they're going to be on the road at Houston. He is a legend here in the state of Florida, especially with Florida State fans. He is the new head football coach, Terrell Buckley. Coach, how you doing today?
Thank God, I'm doing great. No complaints.
How excited are you to be the head football coach here in the great state of Florida for the Guardians?
I can't put it into words how excited I am. I wish I could show you. You might do that happy dance, that joy dance. So whatever you do, you get that big goal or big bonus or whatever you want, that's how I feel.
You have been a coach at the collegiate level. How did you get involved with the XFL to become the head coach of this team then?
Well, I got a phone call. You know, I was finishing one of the best seasons that the University of Mississippi has ever had. Mm. And I was looking for the opportunity to move up. You know, you take a job, you're like, okay, it's time for something different. I'm tired of being the cornerback coach, getting boxed in. I want to be able to express not only myself, but the knowledge and wisdom that I received from such great coaches over the years. Mm. And I got that phone call, and I didn't put my toe in the water. I jumped in, and here we are.
Did you know at the time, like if we're going the backstory here, did you know that the team was going to be in Orlando when you interviewed for the position?
No, I did not. They just said head coach. They decided after that, when I found out that there was two places that was available. Mm-hmm. And obviously one of them was Orlando, and I fought for that. And I told them that I've lived in Orlando. My eldest daughter was born at Seminole High School, hospital in Orlando. Mm. And one of my best buddies lives here that happened to be somebody that can help us, and bam, they gave it to me.
What was the first phone call you made when you got the job? Was it a family member, a friend? Who'd you call, Coach?
Yes, actually, I called. My wife was with me, so I didn't have to call her. And I called my girls. I called my kids. I put them on a three-way call and told them what was happening, and they were very, very excited. And then down the line, I called everybody else.
You talk about that journey, you know, in the coaching ranks. How much did this mean to you to finally break through and become a head football coach? I know it must have meant a lot to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I felt like my last 5 years, I was ready to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. But how the coaching thing is set up in college, when you're the corners coach, they expect you to just go recruit, go get the groceries, let them cook it, and set up, you know, and we'll do the rest. And you feel you get boxed in that way. I wanted to get out of that box because I knew I was ready for something else. I mean, you look at, and some people get those opportunities. I look at the young man that was at Southern Mississippi. Now, all of a sudden, the coordinator, co-coordinator at Alabama, you know, like, how does that happen? And when you look at some people's resume, look at your resume, and it's like, come on now. That doesn't make any sense.
What are we going to get from you as the head football coach of the Guardians? Like, take us, like, if I'm interviewing you for the job, what did you sell them on when it comes to Coach Buckley football that we're going to see?
You're going to get smart, fast, and fearless football. And what that consists of up under that is your football IQ is going to be off the charts. Mm. We're going to be organized. You're going to be a first-class program. You're going to play the right way. We're going to play hard. And we're going to play for 60 minutes. And whatever you have in your tank, you're going to give. If that's 90%, if that's 80%, that's 100%. You're going to do that on a consistent basis. And every game, we're going to have a chance to win in the fourth quarter. And we're going to know how to handle that.
How did you guys put together your team? Because it's not like, you know, oh, we showed up, they had a roster, I took over, we got the coach staff. You guys had to build a team. How did you guys do that, you know, going in here into February?
Very exciting. The staff I have, when I tell people this, the best staff period in college or pro, I mean, it doesn't matter. And we sat there and we talked for hours. What's the most important positions in this game? What are we trying to do? What's all we put in the offense and defensive kind of scheme first. And from there, we decided in order to run this, this is what we need. Position. Mm-hmm. And that's how we decided to go with our draft and putting this team together from the most important position down.
What are your expectations then for year one as the new football team?
Compete, give me everything you got, and nothing but your best effort. And I feel like with the staff I just told you, with all FBI and understanding the football, I expect us to be having a parade in the great city area of Orlando, because I think we're going to win it. We're going to bring it home. We're going to bring it home.
What's great about your coaching staff, you have such big names, you know, Plummer, Matthews, Thomas, Carter, all these guys, you know, UCF, Miami, Florida State, Florida. Is there trash talk going on? Or are we all on board for we're now Guardians moving forward?
We are Guardians, but there is some trash talking, right? And I always remind them, there's a Seminole in charge, so don't get out of hand. Let's not get this out of hand. And the all of us, you mentioned about what makes this special. Winners. Guys are winners. We have almost 200 years of experience from the college to the professional level. I want to say 5 Super Bowl rings, a couple national championship rings. So not talking about winning. I don't believe in all those motivational speeches and all that. I believe in production. This is a producing industry, and if you don't produce, it doesn't matter. And I have guys that understand, they know what it takes. They know how to produce winners. They've been a part of winning, and it's in your blood. It's who you are, your DNA. And that's how you approach the game. You prepare. You study tape. We selected players with a winning pedigree.
What do you tell the high school athlete or the college football player, like they could go to the XFL and play? What is your advice for them? They can get to that level and that they could play professional football like this.
It's a natural progression. We are a professional league that have elite coaches that's going to teach you how to play the game the right way. Fundamentals. Building that foundation. When you're building your house, that new house that you guys just built, right? You want to make sure first what that foundation is proper. So when the winds or the storms come, that it holds up. That's what we're going to do. Build the proper formation, I mean, your foundation.
Yeah.
So now your God-given ability or whatever you've been blessed with, it shows. And that will give you an opportunity to even go to the next level, which is the NFL.
You played big-time college football, then you played pro football. I know you tell this to guys all the time. What is that jump from college to the NFL when you went to the NFL and played with the style of play?
I was very blessed. And the guys that I practiced against, my college teammates, most of them was pros. So I was getting, practice against other pros. So for me, the jump was natural thing that wasn't as big a deal as probably some other folks. And that's why I say I was very blessed that I had some of the greatest coaches ever, and I played some of the best players in college.
I like you said, you're not rah-rah with speeches. You've never done it, Coach? Never with the rah-rah speech? Never?
I mean, obviously I've been around it, but I'm not a rah-rah guy. I'm a get it done. I've never been like that. I used to watch guys in the locker room hit their heads on the walls, turn over the coolers that we had to clean up, go out there and get tossed. And a quick story, I was watching one. We had a D lineman that used to turn the coolers over and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And finally, in the middle of the season, I was like, you know, I'm going to watch you. I'm not even watching myself, nobody else. I'm going to watch what you do this game. And I'm watching. I'm like, he is getting drugged. He's getting tossed. He's running out of gas. He's getting slammed on his back. And I'm like, you doing all this before the game. You need to save some of that energy for the game, the actual game, so you're not getting put on your back all day.
What did he say when you told him that?
Laugh. That's how I get myself hyped. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you take that somewhere else, like outside.
I completely understand. We're here with Coach Buckley getting ready for, that's right, Guardians football. If you're interested in getting tickets, I know you are. They're going to be playing here in Orlando. XFL.com/tickets. They're at Camping World Stadium. And I want to make sure I have this correct. Did Danny Garcia and Dwayne Johnson address everyone last night in front of all the teams?
Yes, 100%. And the energy and Jerry Cardinal, one of the other owners, mm-hmm. the energy, the knowledge that they had and brought was unbelievable of why this league, why is it going to be successful this time, and future, what are the future plans, who's important, who's running things, and the team that they've assembled is second to none. I think everybody left out of there very impressed.
Is there a point there? And look, you've met famous people your whole life, right? And, you know, you've played in the NFL. Are you sitting there, Coach, like, why is The Rock here? What's happened? Like, does that happen to you when you're talking to Dwayne Johnson?
Well, you got to remember, I'm famous, too. Now, I told Mr. HOF, quick story, Rock Woodson, who's one of the coaches. I call all those guys HOF, Mr. HOF. Mm-hmm. And then I say, nice to meet you. And I got Hall of Fame numbers. So technically we're in the same category. So no, but it is exciting meeting, you see Dwayne, which I knew Dwayne when he was The Rock. We lived in Fort Lauderdale and we work out the same gym. So it's not as exciting for me because I already know him. And seeing Danny and Jerry, that's exciting. But I don't get, because I've met a lot of guys, I don't get excited like that with probably, only person I might is Brad Pitt, Denzel, two of my favorite actors of all time. You know, I might get a little, a little bit, but for the most part, I don't.
We have set the bar with Coach. Who would get him hyped? It's Denzel Washington and Brad Pitt. That's what it is. So if Denzel shows up like he's in Training Day, then you're getting hyped, right? That's what it is.
You know, when I say hype, it's like, hey, Denzel, what's up? How you doing? And man, it's nice to meet you. I might actually spend a couple minutes just like, you know, like when I say hype, it's like, okay, I'm gonna ask a few questions and then I'm gonna leave.
Then you're gonna leave.
You know. Normally, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, I see him. Hey, how you doing? And keep going business. But and maybe I'm gonna tell you, Mariah Carey too. I saw in our Super Bowl, she did. I want to. Did she do the national anthem? She was close to us on the sideline. I'm not sure what it was in New Orleans when we played the Patriots and the Rams, the greatest show on turf. Mm. And I think I got a little, like, wow, I really want to, like, say hi, and like, you really don't know what you're going to really say.
Exactly.
You just, something come out of your mouth, like, hi, I'm Terrell Buckley, and you're Mariah Carey, and
so that,
how you doing?
All right, so here's what's great about that with Coach. So it's the Super Bowl. You are locked in, but Mariah Carey walks by. And you're like, oh my, and then it just took you all out of everything, right? You're like, oh my God, it's Mariah Carey. Here we go.
Yes. And he's like, I'm going to have to stay and watch her sing for what reason? Because I already know how she sounds. It's like, what are you doing?
Do you? All right. And okay. So Shane Matthews is on your coaching staff, Gator quarterback, right. Early 90s. Do you ever just trash talk? Like, look, I'll pick you off anytime, anywhere. I'll still pick you off. Do you do that to him?
Well, here's the backstory. And yes, he knows that. He's very aware of that. He was a Panther before he was a Gator,
mm-hmm.
which means we went to high school together.
It's unbelievable.
Y'all probably didn't know that. Shane Matthews and I were high school teammates. So our relationship was based on winning the state championship in the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane was the Gatorade Player of the Year. Great coach, great mind. When they say brightest mind, you know, everybody want to guru and do all that. Well, Shane literally has one. He had the brightest mind, and he still has it now. And I don't take the Gator thing seriously because, again, Seminole is the boss. So we don't have to go back and forth.
So great. Did you ever think your high school teammate would be working with you all these years later? That's a great story, Coach.
It is. No, I didn't. And we always stayed in contact. We actually used to do a golf tournament together, and the beneficiary of high school students and my mom's name and his mom's name. So we've always had a very good relationship. And I knew we could get an opportunity. He was not aware of what was going on, about what I was trying to accomplish. And as soon as I got the word, you know, I called him and talked to him about it. And he was like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's get it done.
It's awesome. So what are you guys on with this? What are you guys doing right now this week to get ready for the new season?
We are practicing pretty hard. Today we're going to have a joint practice with one of the teams, but we are in Arlington. And if you're watching the weather, there's snow on the ground.
Ugh. Dude.
And so we couldn't go out and continue our evaluation of players. We are 70 players, and we have to get down to 50 by February 9th. So we are in the process of still identifying the top 50 players. So we will make that day up, but now I'm doing interviews and watching more tape from the first day and trying to figure out our next move and how we're going to make this practice up.
That's really cool. It's 80 degrees here in Central Florida. You should come back.
Don't say that.
That's what it is.
You about to make me run out here and grab my golf clubs right now.
I know. Dude, all right. The new season, XFL, it's going to be starting with the season opener for the Guardians, February 18th at Houston, 8:30 on ESPN. Then the home opener right here in your backyard, Camping World Stadium, February 26th for San Antonio, 4 o'clock with the kick. I'll end with this. I am great friends with your communications guy, Andy Seeley. If you ever have a wrestling question, Andy's the guy to go to. I hope you know that.
That's what I'm talking about. No, I did not know that. Now, is this college, collegiate wrestling, or is it WWE?
No, he's WWE, you know, New Japan Wrestling, AEW. You have a question, he is an encyclopedia ready to go, Coach, whatever you need.
Well, that is great to know. I'll make sure I'm going to get with him about that. I appreciate that.
Coach.
Appreciate that.
No, I'm laughing. Coach, thanks for your help, and good luck on the new season, all right?
Thank you, guys. Orlando Guardians, stand up. See you guys soon.